Oh, hi. Welcome to the new Foundation for Experimental Scientific Research. So, is this the first time you've signed up to be a test subject for science? Oh, of course, I know. We have only the most qualified, esteemed doctors in our facility here. Truly revolutionaries in their field of scientific research and development on the human mind. But none of this would have been possible without the brilliant visionary, Dr. Shibby, of course. Please go find somewhere comfy to sit or lie down, and once you're ready to be seen, I'll call you through. Oh, before you do, make sure you take a glass of water with you and just sit it beside you somewhere safe, but in arm's reach. It's always a good idea to stay hydrated after all. And, if you could please put one of these on, a condom. I know that might seem most unusual, but it's standard practice, and we take hygiene extremely seriously at the clinic. So if you'd be so kind, go collect that glass of water from the front desk and, sort yourself over there. Find a comfy spot in the waiting room. We have any number of beds or reclining examination chairs for you to choose from. I'll be with you in a moment to take some further details. Just go get that water. Hello again. That was quick, wasn't it? You look super comfy already. No need to get up. Just stay as you are. When you're ready to be seen by the doctor, I'll wheel you into the operating theater, so feel free to close your eyes and just relax for now. I will be your anesthesia nurse for today. Now, I just need to check a few things we have on file. First, if you can tell me your name. It's all right. There's no need to be shy. You can whisper it if you'd like. Your first and the last name. Thank you. That's fine. Now, for the purposes of this trial experiment, I'm going to write down patient 207 on my form. It's much easier that way for collating data and all sorts of things. Now, have you taken a sip of that water yet? Why don't you go ahead and do that now? Just a little refresher. I'm sure it won't be long now. That's it. And it says here on the file that you're an introvert. A perfectly functional member of society, of course, but likes to live on the fringes of it anyway. Right. Do you have trouble shutting off your brain? Difficulty finding that switch and just flipping it off late at night, maybe? Okay. We'll see about that. A keen interest in the mind, the chart says. Oh, really? That is really useful to know. My.
Reading the rest of this, it seems you've shared all manner of dirty thoughts, kinks, and perverted fetishes with us. That's all right. I'll spare your embarrassment and won't read it aloud. Unless you'd like that.
No, of course not, silly me. Now then, I see here that you haven't been taking your medication recently, and you've filed multiple complaints for patient mistreatment. What's that? You have no recollection of that. Of course, that makes a lot more sense. It must be an admin error. It's fine. I'll amend that right away. Well, I do think that will do. The doctor should be ready any moment. Just sit back and relax. You can even stare at the TV in front of you if you'd like. I'm afraid our selection of channels is quite limited here. Just one channel. Spiral. Spinning around and around and around. Around and around. Focus on the very center. Feel yourself being pulled into it, spinning out your thoughts. Let your muscles relax, sinking into support behind you. There's no need to worry. You're in safe hands here. We're all professionals, after all.
Calling patient 207 to the examination room. For Dr. Shibby, immediately.
Oh, there we go. We'll be there in a moment. Let me just get you all ready. And off we go. Down this exceedingly long hallway. We have all sorts of trials happening here at the facility. Fascinating experiments are happening right now. Behind each one of these doors that we're passing by on your left and right. Down and down. Down we go. You're going to be fine. We'll take good care of you.
Now then, I just need to check your breathing and lung capacity really quick.
Don't worry about the taste of the oxygen. That's perfectly normal. Just keep breathing deeply and evenly. Good. Okay, let's start the test. Take a deep breath in. One, two, three, and hold it. Some people may start to feel a numbing sensation around about now. Maybe some blurred vision. Don't worry, that's perfectly normal. Breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Oh yeah. I can definitely see your eyes starting to glaze over a little. Don't worry, just relax, sweetie. This is all part of the test. You're doing great. Breathe in for me. 1, 2, 3. Wow, they really weren't kidding about this stuff. Oh, good boy. You can breathe out. 3, 2, 1. You should be feeling your mind starting to fog over now. Just accept it. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it one last time for me. Let those eyes shut so very tight. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Now continue to breathe as normal. Just accept any sensations you are feeling and let them amplify. You are doing such a good job. Just continue breathing like that for your whole time with us today, staying as calm as you can, taking long, deep breaths, filling your lungs with wonderful, refreshing air,
Some of our test subjects find it easier to count along in their mind. It helps to anchor that rhythm of deep relaxation. But you might be different, of course, if you ever feel like you're lost in this experiment. Just return to your breathing. The test will be over shortly. We'll be there soon.
Wait up.
Who do we have here?
Is this our latest volunteer? He's kind of cute. You know, in that blank and helpless kind of way.
Shall I prepare a sleep chamber for him?
No. He's one of the doctor's special subjects. She'll be seeing to his sleeping arrangements personally.
Oh, he is really helpless then. Did you hear that, patient? You are totally fucked.
Wow, he didn't even flinch.
What did you do to him?
This lucky boy got to be patient zero for the new batch of compliance gas. It came with a warning label saying to only pump it into well-ventilated areas, or the effects will be permanent. But I snuck in some fine print into the paperwork, so he consented to wearing the mask.
And you're supposed to be the nice one.
We both know that's just until we get them inside. Besides, he wanted it. He took such good deep breaths for me. He really wanted to show me how excellent his breathing was. He didn't even put up a fight when his body went numb.
He didn't or couldn't?
Definitely couldn't.
So what is the gas supposed to do besides make him look like a sleeping zombie?
It's an extreme muscle relaxant, depleting the body's supply of adenosine triphosphate. It starts to show its effects in the eyelids first, becoming so very heavy, welding themselves solidly shut, and then the jaw relaxes, gaping open slightly. Which is great for me, because then he just sucks in more and more gas, making him even more compliant. It's a win-win for me, kind of like liquid latex slowly filling up every nook and cranny of its insides until he's just brimming with it. I love it. He looks just like the cadavers on the third floor, but to think, he's still inside there, huh? Just trapped, completely unable to move. It's kind of fucking hot, honestly. Good boy. Breathe deep for me. You want this? You're fucked. And you like it, don't you? You're gonna do everything the doctor says. Not that he has a choice anymore.
Let's see what fractionating him does. Patient, open your eyes. And look at me. Look at my piercing green eyes. Stare at the spiral on my latex face mask. Does it look like anything familiar? Can you start to make out a specific shape or pattern? Can you see it moving?
Good boy. Close your eyes. Sleep.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't want to wake up now, do you? Oh, look, he can't help it. He just follows whatever we say. Now sleep. Down you go. Nice and deep. Come on, try and fight her. Here, sweet boy, try this. Now wake up. Did you even notice? She is dressed head to toe in shiny, deep green latex. Try and look at her huge tits as you slide down.
Oh, these?
Does he like it when I start to pull the zipper down on my nurse's dress? And my big, busty breasts start escaping. I just love it when patients get trapped in my cleavage. Stare at them. I bet you could get lost in them, couldn't you? Now sleep. Down you go. Nice and deep. I have an idea. Why don't we play a game? If you win, I'll let you see my big, bouncy titties. But to do that, you need to stay awake. And unfortunately, each and every time the zipper moves lower, you just get so sleepy, don't you? The lower the zipper gets, the deeper you fall, the more my cleavage you can see, and the more compliant you become, and the more you need to just sleep. Oh, you're cruel. But this sounds fun. You heard her, patient. Go ahead. Wake up and stare right at her. Watch the zip slide down. As you slide down. Sleep. You know, I just love the way the latex clings to you. I wish I had your tits. They're so full and bouncy and shiny. You have amazing cleavage. I'd never be able to stop squeezing them. What would you like to squeeze her big rubber-clad tits? If you weren't so helplessly sleepy right now, that is. Hey, wake up! Come on. Wow, I didn't even get halfway. You little fucking drone. Let's try that again, shall we? Here, I'll do you a favor and go quickly.
Sorry, sweetie.
Sleep. Damn, what does a girl have to do? Okay, this is your last chance. Try and help him this time, would you?
Keep them open, even as your resistance is locked away. Eyes open, sweetie. Look at that cleavage. It's even bigger now. Let yourself get lost. That's it. The harder you fight, the deeper you're going to drop. Fight until you're exhausted. Good boy. I can see how glassy your eyes are. Is there anything left in that head? You're so close now. Just a little further and you'll see them. Don't sleep. Don't think about sleeping. Don't let my snaps drive you deeper. You can do this. Sleep. Drop. Too bad, my sweet boy. The gas is too strong. The suggestions are too powerful. It's okay to be helpless. Sleep now. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Wow, I think he actually thought I was gonna show him these beauties.
Sleep.
Hey, if you can open your eyes right now, you'll get quite the view.
Sleep.
No? I didn't think so. Hey, are those new piercings? Yes. What do you think? The doctor is making me test them out for her. They're really quite something. Speaking of which, I should be going.
Maybe I'll see you around sometime. Don't forget me now.
We've made it to Dr. Shibby's iconic elevator doors. Pushing the bed inside. As the doors close behind us, you can't help but look up at the digital display of what floor we're on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We're here, but this is where I will have to leave you. First, you must enter the decontamination chamber, and I will join the doctor in the observation room. Oh, don't look so nervous. The good doctor will be back with you shortly. In the center of the room, there is a large shower head hanging from the ceiling. Beneath it, symbols clearly mark where your feet should be placed. One red, one blue. The walls are covered in white rubber panels. Cameras surround the room and follow you as you are led to the center of it. It's quite the room, isn't it? This was an old decontamination chamber. It's a little different now. The white rubber panels covering everything are definitely an improvement. Now follow me and be good. The doctor is watching your every move in those cameras up there. Notice how they follow you around the room as you follow me inside. There's truly nowhere for you to hide. Now stand here. Place your feet on the X's beneath you. Left foot on the blue X. Right foot on the red X. Good boy. Now, I highly recommend you don't move from those markers. The doctor is watching and... Well, she's not as forgiving as I am. Like I alluded to before, this chamber has been altered in several ways. Heck, I don't even know what most of the buttons on the control panel the good doctor is currently sat in front of even do.
Maybe you can find out for me.
but just don't think about that for now. In fact, don't think of anything. Right now, you're here to get cleaned up. So relax. The shower above you will turn on once I leave. Just let it wash away any anxieties and worries you may have about what's about to happen to you. It's not like you have much of a choice anyway. You may as well enjoy it, my sweet boy. I'll be back for you soon. But now, the doctor is taking control.
I'm turning on the shower now. The temperature is adequate. Clean yourself. My wonderful little chip calibrates faster when the host is relaxed. So take a deep breath and hold it as 1, 2, 3, 4. Feel the water dripping down you as you release as 4, 3, 2, 1. You feel yourself start to drip away, start to drop away as you inhale again. 1, 2, 3, 4. See the water create a spiral as it flows down the plug between your feet. 4, 3, 2, 1. As you begin to spiral down with it. Excellent. Continue breathing deeply. Relax, my sweet patient, and finish showering.
Locking you in place.
Feel the mask straps tighten around your hand as the gas starts to flow more aggressively into your lungs. You feel yourself becoming vacant and docile, as if seeing this happen to someone else, as finally you feel your head locked in place. And that's better. Now, you couldn't move even if you wanted to. You can thank me for that mercy later. Let's begin. Feel yourself going blank. Feel the latex covering your body, taking over your body. The more the latex covers you, the deeper you fall. My chip and my latex work together to wipe away your brain function. My chip controls your mind. My latex controls your body. Your mind drops. Your body drops. You drop. You vanish. You vanish into a sea of blank, thick, rougher. Feel it stripping you of your identity. No longer a person, just a patient, just a subject, my subject. There's that blank husk I wanted. We're not finished yet, though. We need to make sure you are covered completely, until there's no sign of you left. So I am going to start to spin you. You'll feel yourself begin to slowly rotate as the floor beneath you spins you around and around. As you are covered head to toe in latex, feel it now. Spinning and spiraling, around and around. 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 Cleansing complete. Patient, you may now proceed to the operating theater. Please move forward through the open doorway in front of you and lie down on the steel table in the middle of the room. The cold steel might be a shock at first, but you'll be fine. Lie down. The nurse and I will rejoin you in a moment.